Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Act 4, Scene 1. A cavern. In the middle, a boiling cauldron. There is thunder. The three witches enter.
Thrice the brinded cat hath mewed.
Thrice and once the hedge pig whined.
Harpier cries, 'Tis time, 'tis time.
Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails throw, toad that under cold stone days and nights has 31 sweltered venom sleeping got.
Boil thou first i' the charmed pot.
Double, double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Fillet of a finny snake in the cauldron boil and bake, eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog,
adder's fork and blind worm's sting,
lizard's leg and howlet's wing.
For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth, boil and bubble.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Scale of dragon, tooth of wolf, witches, mummy, maw, and gulf.
Of the ravened salt sea shark, root of hemlock, digged i' the dark.
Liver of blaspheming Jew, gall of goat and slips of ewe.
Slivered in the moon's eclipse, nose of Turk and Tartar's lips.
Finger of birth-strangled babe, ditch delivered by a drab.
Make the gruel thick and slab.
Add thereto a tiger's trodron for all the ingredients of our cauldron.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good.
Enter Hecate to the other three witches.
Oh, well done, I commend your pains, and everyone shall share the gains.
And now about the cauldron, sing like elves and fairies in a ring, enchanting all that you put in, music and a song, black spirits.
Hecate retires.
By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes. Open locks, whoever knocks.
Enter Macbeth.
How now, you secret black and midnight hags? What is't you do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you by that which you profess. Howe'er you come to know it, answer me. Though you untie the winds and let them fight against the churches, though the yeasty waves confound and swallow navigation up, though bladed corn be lodged and trees blown down, though castles topple on their warders' heads, though palaces and pyramids do slope their heads to their foundations, though the treasure of nature's germains tumble all together, even till destruction sicken, answer me to what I ask you.
Speak.
Demand.
We'll answer.
Say, if thou'dst rather hear it from our mouths, or from our masters.
Call him. Let me see him.
Pour in sow's blood that hath eaten her nine farrow grease that sweeten from the murtherous gibbet throw into the flame.
Come, high or low, thyself an office deftly show.
There is thunder, and an apparition, an armed head.
Tell me, thou unknown power.
He knows thy thought, hear his speech, but say thou not.
Macbeth, 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 beware Macduff, beware the Thane of Fife, dismiss me, enough.
The apparition descends.
Whate'er thou art, for thy good caution, thanks. Thou hast hopped my fear aright, but one word more.
He will not be commanded. Here's another, more potent than the first.
There is thunder, and a second apparition, a bloody child.
Macbeth! Macbeth! Macbeth!
Had I 3 years, I'd heard thee.
Be bloody bold and resolute, laugh to scorn the power of man, for none of women born shall harm Macbeth.
This apparition descends.
Then live, Macduff. What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, that I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies and sleep in spite of thunder.
There is thunder. A third apparition appears, a child crowned with a tree in his hand.
"What is this that rises like the issue of a king and wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty?"
"Listen, but speak not to it."
"Be lion-mettled, proud, and take no care who chafes, who frets, or where conspirers are. Macbeth shall ne'er vanquished be until great Birnam Wood to high Dunsinane Hill shall come against him."
The apparition descends.
"That will never be. Who can impress the forest, bid the tree unfix his earth-bound root? Sweet Bodeman's good. Rebellion's head, rise never till the wood of Burnham rise, and our high-placed Macbeth shall live the lease of nature, pay his breath to time and mortal custom. Yet my heart throbs to know one thing. Tell me if your art can tell so much, shall Banquo's issue ever reign in this kingdom?"
"Seek to know no more. I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and an eternal curse fall on you. Let me know. Why sinks that cauldron, and what noise is this?"
Hoboys are heard.
"Show, show, show. Show his eyes and grieve his heart. Come like shadows, so depart."
A show of eight kings, the last, with a glass in his hand, appears. Banquo's ghost follows.
"Thou art too like the spirit of Banquo, down. Thy crown does sear mine eyeballs, and thy hair, thou other gold bound brow, is like the first. A third is like the form of filthy hags. Why do you show me this? A fourth, start eyes. What, will the line stretch out to the crack of doom? Another, yet a seventh, I'll see no more. And yet the eighth appears, who bears a glass which shows me many more, and some I see that twofold balls and treble scepters carry. Horrible sight, now I see 'tis true, for the blood-bolted Banquo smiles upon me and points at them for his. What, is this so?"
"Aye, sir, all this is so. But why stands Macbeth thus amazedly? Come, sisters, cheer we up his sprites and show the best of our delights. I'll charm the air to give a sound while you perform your antic round, that this great king may kindly say, our duties did his welcome pay."
There is music, and the witches dance, and then vanish with Hecate.
"Where are they? Gone? Let this pernicious hour stand by, accursed in the calendar. Come in, without there."
Enter Lennox.
"What's your grace's will? Saw you the weird sisters?"
"No, my lord."
"Came they not by you?"
"No, indeed, my lord."
"Infected be the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them. I did hear the galloping of horse. Who wast come by?"
"'Tis two or three, my lord, that bring you word Macduff is fled to England."
"Fled to England?"
"Aye, my good lord."
"Time, thou anticipatest my dread exploits. The flighty purpose ne'er is o'ertook unless the deed go with it. From this moment the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand, and even now to crown my thoughts with acts be it thought and done. The castle of Macduff I will surprise, seize upon Fife, give to the edge of the sword his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool. This deed I'll do before this purpose cool, but no more sights. Where are these gentlemen? Come, bring me where they are."
All exit. The end of Act 4, Scene 1 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Let to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.